Backers of campaign finance reform got a major boost today when they collected the final signatures needed to force the issue to a vote in the House. That chamber's Republican leadership had refused for months to allow consideration of the bill. Similar legislation has already been approved by the Senate. Some credit this new development to the scandal involving the major campaign contributor, Enron. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Speaker Dennis Hastert angrily pulled campaign finance reform from the House agenda last summer after a blow-up over ground rules to debate the measure, and the House Republican leadership has kept it off the floor ever since then. So for months, proponents of campaign finance reform had been trying to bring it back for a vote by collecting signatures from a majority of members through a so-called discharge petition. On a day when two congressional panels began hearings on the Enron debacle, that petition got the last two signatures it needed to reach a majority of 218 members. Massachusetts Democrat Marty Meehan is the co-sponsor, along with Connecticut Republican Chris Shays, of the House bill. It bans the unlimited so-called soft money contributions to political parties, as well as some TV campaign ads 60 days before an election. Meehan says the Enron scandal clearly helped garner support for the discharge petition.
As the Enron storm clouds come in, the public's tolerance for this soft money system is growing thin, which each revelation and each additional soft money dollar that pours in, it is becoming all the more difficult to defend our current campaign finance system.
All but 14 of the House Democrats signed the petition. They were joined by 20 renegade Republicans, including Maryland's Connie Morella, who said while the measure is not a panacea, it's a good first step toward reform.
It's a bipartisan effort to do something to curtail the abominable amounts of money that are poured into campaigns.
But many Republicans strongly oppose Shays Meehan. Ron Paul of Texas issued this warning today on the House floor.
The Campaign Finance Reform Act that's coming down the pike will do nothing to solve the problem and will do a lot to undermine our freedoms, a lot to undermine the First Amendment, and do nothing to preserve the Constitution.
White House spokesman Ari Fleischer underscored today how high the political stakes may be in approving campaign finance reform. He said this is a vote that has real consequences.
The president has made it very clear to Congress that they cannot count on him to veto campaign finance reform. And I think in that process, it forced the debate to become a real one. And that's one of the reasons I think you've seen many Democrats really start to question whether or not they want campaign finance reform to eventually be sent to the president.
House members realized that when they passed campaign finance reform on two other occasions that it was bound to die in the Senate, which it did. But that's no longer the case. Republicans who oppose the measure are now hoping some who signed the discharge petition, in particular members of the Black Congressional Caucus who rely on soft money contributions for voter education efforts, can be persuaded to oppose Shays Meehan and support a rival measure backed by the GOP leadership. Co-sponsor Meehan acknowledges there's still a long fight ahead.
We do not underestimate the strength of our opposition. When we get to the House floor, there will be poison pill amendments and sham alternatives to grapple with.
A spokesman for Speaker Hastert said today that campaign finance will likely come up for a House vote sometime in the next month. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.